Welcome to The Brains Behind It, the official podcast of brainhackers.com. The source for smart strategies to improve your life, one brain hack at a time. In this podcast, we talk to the leaders and innovators behind great organizations and find out the secret to their success. Here's your host, editor-in-chief of brainhackers.com, and two-time Guinness record holder for memory, Dave Farrow.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Farrow PR, Brilliance and Blunders, my podcast slash Skype interviews with movers and shakers about how they use PR, public relations, a very wide field. It's not just getting you booked on a show. It can be any way that you interact with the public, including live events. And that actually brings me to today's guest, Greg Reed. I met him. He is a guru in the live event world. And I'm going to tell you a little bit about his bio here. He's essentially, I call him the action guy. He always has more energy than me, and I'm really jealous of that because I'm a really high energy guy. So basically, he's published over 50 books, 28 bestsellers. He's been involved in five motion pictures, been featured in these. He's also been featured in countless magazines, a lot of PR. He's going to share some of the most valuable lessons that we learn in life are also some of the easiest ones to apply. And recently, he's got quite a feather in his cap here. He has been hand-selected by the Napoleon Hill Foundation to help carry on the teachings found in what we call the Bible of Personal Achievement, Think and Grow Rich. So without any further, it is Greg Reed.
I like the blunder part.
You know what? That's actually why I put this podcast together. I was hoping to get people to admit to their screw-ups, and it's been a lot more difficult than I can tell you.
You know, it's so funny in the publishing industry. You know, I get calls and emails from literally people around the world saying, you know, on page four in that one book, you misspelled the word "your" or whatever. Believe how many people do that stuff. You know, I've got a mutual mentor, and you know him. His name's David Corbin, and he wrote this book called Illuminate. And what that means is you put a spotlight when things go wrong, so that way you get rid of it. And I remember one time I had a book review, and on Amazon, all these people said great stuff, but one guy put a one star, and it says, "It sucks." And I go, my gosh, my friends, family, everyone's going to see this. I illuminated, and I sent an email to 35,000 people and said, hey, everyone seems to like my book. One guy says it sucks. What do you think? And I hyperlinked to the book. And by doing that, put a spotlight and got rid of it, and all my friends jumped on that person. I never needed to. So
yeah. Well, you know, you and I both know if you want to be ambitious in life, you're going to encounter a lot of negativity. But also, I mean, I'll be right there with you. I've done memory demonstrations live on TV, trying to get everything perfect. I got things almost perfect for my Guinness record. I made one mistake, and people tell me that if I didn't make that one mistake, they would think the whole thing's fake. Because whenever I did do things perfectly on a show, my sales were about half of what they were if I made one mistake, because people would know that it's real. So I know you're a real guy. And in the short period of time we have with the people here watching, I want you to try to just share with them, you know, if they want to be like you, if they want to, you know, put on big events, be a top speaker, whatever it is, write a book. What would you say if you had just a few minutes with your younger self to tell you how you should, you know, live your life and what actions you should take? What would you say?
Yeah, I'm reinventing myself right now, in fact. So we've been doing for 10 years this event that you've spoken at and you'll be at next month called Secret Knock. And we did everything reverse. See, so many people do these like $90 events and try to do something called butts in seats, try to fill with all these people. And we said, what if we reverse that and said, you can't go. We're going to do an event and it's thousands of dollars and you can't go. And by creating that scarcity, but we really did, because we started screening all the people that would attend in a very unique way, we ended up growing organically because their friends would tell friends that, hey, there's not a bunch of people wearing tinfoil hats at this place. And all of a sudden it just took on a life of its own. So if I could go back, I probably would have started that a little bit sooner. But now the 10-year anniversary after this one, it's over. I'm going to kind of go in a different direction and downsize and start making them a little bit smaller.
Making more exclusive gatherings, which is what the plan was.
Yeah, going back to the original thing. In fact, you know, here's going to be my whole hook. No stages, no microphones, no lights, just normal people. But the difference is instead of learning from coaches and teachers and mentors, which are awesome, I'm going to bring in the actual human beings who've done it. So for example, if you want to learn memory, I'm going to bring in a guy like you who's a world record. You actually have done it. If you want to start a nonprofit, I bring in the founder of Make-A-Wish. If you want to have an invention, there's a guy who invented the credit card and changed banking. But by hanging out with the people who physically have achieved these things, you start, you know, gleaming from their wisdom so you can do it too.
Oh, yeah. And the founder of Ugg Boots, the people who created Barefoot Wine. I mean, the list goes on and on.
It's a Tuesday.
Yeah, that's Tuesday. Yeah. And now, I mean, I can count these guys as good friends of mine too, because I shared the stage with them and we've shared a few drinks afterwards. I got to say, of all the events I've been to, Secret Knock, it was the most enjoyable and was the most fun. And you're right about that whole butts and seats things. That is a model that I didn't like ever. And it's gone. It's going away. And I think, I mean, we can go on a tangent here, but I think Trump has killed it with the whole Trump University and the big fiasco around that. I think that whole model of try to get as many people in a room as possible and then just sell is just it's not going to be around anymore, and I think something like what you're doing is changing the world.
It's also access, and there's one of the things that drives me nuts is that the industry as a whole, they walk a cow out on stage, they tell you all the benefits of this cow, and for $49.95 in the back of the room they'll teach you the gold nuggets. Well, you and me do it differently. What we do is walk the cow out and say, here's the benefits. By the way, let's all together, you know, let's take it to market and make some cheese, and here's how we profit from it. Mm-hmm. And we actually give the information, right, everything you need to know. There's nothing more to buy. We give you the actual secrets. And I believe that that's where it comes from, because when you do that, then people want more from you because you're so authentic, normal, I guess we call it. I think that authentic word is so overused now. But we're just normal, I guess, so to speak, doing it the way that you do it yourself. And by the way, I got to tell you, you've been one of the most well-requested speakers we've ever had at Secret Knock. And when I mentioned you're going to come back, everyone said they're excited to see what you do, but they're excited to learn how you do it. So you got to give us some tricks this time.
Yeah, well, you got to give me a bit more time too, because what I'd like to do actually at the Secret Knock is teach some names and faces techniques. You know, and I want to bring people up on stage, but moving people around, it can take a bit of time. But we'll talk about that, and we'll have something that will give real techniques for people that they can go home and use. I'm a big believer in something practical.
Well, what if we did a thing where you did your normal session, but then we did not a breakout, but we did like a side thing where, you know, during a lunch or something of that nature.
Yeah. We could do an extra instructional thing maybe during the break or something like that. Yeah.
Hey, by the way, everyone's watching us negotiate. This is how it is, right?
Yeah. I was just going to say that. Now, everybody watching, like, I've been to so many events, and they pull you into a back room. They grab your arm, pull you into a back room. They don't even share some of this negotiation stuff with their own staff if I'm talking to people who are running an event. And he's just like, hey, I think you should do this at the next event. I'm like, well, I'd like to do this. And we're negotiating. This is unheard of.
It's just normal. Again, it's just being people, right? So anyway, so moving forward, I'm going to be doing an event I'm so excited about after this one. It's called Mega Wealth. And I've realized that all these people that go to these events that teach wealth building, none of them are really wealthy. And I don't mean rich. I'm talking like $100 million or more. They're new wealth of today. So I'm going on a one-year mission starting September 1st, where I'm interviewing only people worth $100 million to $1 billion on up to find exactly what they did for their success and see if there's common denominators. If one guy made it in gold and one made it in oil, but they all bought pork bellies, well, geez, I don't know about you, but I'm going to go buy some pork bellies, right? And so the whole idea is to find these threads. Well, Mega Wealth is just going to be an amazing event where I'm going to bring in these actual people that, again, you would never have access to, who will teach us exactly what they did. These aren't the teachers and have programs and books. You've never heard of them.
Yeah, and they're living in a van by the river at the same time too. Yeah,
exactly. The people who did it. So anyway, so that's the next venture I'm excited about.
That's fantastic. Okay, so since you know, I run a PR company and you know, my day job is all about PR and marketing, you've gotten a lot of PR. Tell me a story about maybe your biggest brilliance, and if you have the courage, you know, be real here, tell me the biggest time you screwed up, biggest mistake that you wish you wouldn't have, you know, either done that pitch or done that show or done things in that way.
Wow. I as you saw my eyes going, trying to remember those type of things. I don't have a lot of the negative stuff for the PR because I've only done stuff that's kind of worked out good for me, likely. But I will tell a secret, is befriend people in the space. So for example, you know, I'm right now working with a couple people in high level magazines. Everyone would know at the newsstands. And I end up becoming friends with a lot of these people just arbitrarily through my career. And now they're starting to write some articles and bring us out. And I'm realizing that's part of the industry, is that, you know, people write about people they know, like, trust, admire, what have you. And so one of the techniques mistakes I think I would learn moving forward is to probably have befriended a couple station managers at some of these TV shows a little bit sooner in life, because I think that it would have given us a leg up.
You know, I'll vouch for that, actually. I've seen a lot of times, really great stories have difficulty getting, getting some traction unless you know somebody. And that's why I've used a lot of my, connections and networks over the years to try to help my clients. But that's a really good lesson. Anything you would do differently? You know, maybe not a huge, blunder, but, maybe a regret, starting things earlier. Anything you would do differently if you could do it all over again?
Yeah, maybe clarity. I think that was one of my challenges that I've had is, again, was Secret Knock. Let's just use this as an example because it's real life and it's kind of being phased out. So the whole concept was, hey, give me, $3,000 and you can come to our event. Well, who's going to be there? We won't tell you. Where's it at? We won't tell you. When is it? We won't tell you until people sign up. And once they trusted us, then we'd say, hey, by the way, it's amazing. Here's what's going to happen. And by having this philosophy, I probably turned away and lost a lot of business. So in retrospect, I probably would have been a little bit more clear saying, hey, look, Secret Knock, literally we open up doors. So we bring in these world thought leaders. For example, here's some of the people that have attended so that a new person would get a feel for what it is rather than just trust us. So at the end of the day, maybe a little bit more clarity would have helped us.
How do you manage all the different projects you're doing? You got a lot of projects going on. I'm a serial, entrepreneur myself, I got to say I sometimes am all over the place and can't manage myself. I need my staff and other people to help me. How do you stay on top of all these different tasks you're doing?
Yeah, I don't do them all. I mean, it's pretty simple. I've got a lot of people that help. I mean, if you look around this office here right now, there's just me and Alexis here, and that's it. I mean, it's a very lean crew, and I got a couple people that come in throughout the day. And the whole idea is I have a lot of outside help, a lot of virtual assistants, 1099s, that sort of thing that help me with all the different endeavors I do. And instead of putting one person on four things, I get one assistant, and they only focus on this project, and then one assistant, they only focus on this project. And by doing that, I've got a lot of brains going at one time and kind of keeping the balls in the air, so to speak.
So what if there was somebody out there who has a large company, they have a budget, they have, but their message is kind of stale and they're kind of in a rut. What would you say, what advice would you give them if you wanted to get out of that rut? And the reason I ask is what the audience might not know, because you're not demonstrating it right now. When I first met you, you were the most flamboyantly dressed person I've ever met in my life. And you made me step up my game. When I first got in the Guinness Book of Records, first started my business, I was 21 years old. I was trying to look older than I was, so I actually dressed very conservatively. And, you're coming in and you got this red blazer and all these other things. You can look online and see some of these things. And I really think that you're kind of an injection of energy into something, if there's anybody who's in a rut, how to, get to that next place. So what would you say to, the established business? What would you say to the person just starting out who maybe doesn't have a budget too?
Yeah, more that you can just be yourself and let people understand, like you said, when they saw the flaw, they actually want to do more business with you because you're a human being. It was interesting. When I started one of my first businesses years and years ago, I was in advertising. And I won't give you this long story, but the short version is one of my partners took off with a bunch of money. And it was I was in a real tough time. And I had all these orders that were outstanding, and I didn't know how to handle it. And I figured, well, I guess I'm just going out of business. And I said, no, what? I'm going to Luminate. So I called every one of those customers up and says, look, I know I got an order for you outstanding, and you already prepaid. But here's my situation. I go, I'm not sure what to do, but I'm just letting you know that I promise I'll make good on this. Here's my thing. And they said, well, how much was that I spent with you? And I tell them like $500, whatever it was. And says, well, if I did another order with you for another $500, would that compensate both cost on two things? Oh, yeah. And they go, let's do that. Every single person did that. Wow. And so I didn't make money, but I broke even, but I doubled my sales volume. And then I built a relationship with every one of those people. But being authentic and being honest and being just who I was and not running from something was the greatest thing I ever did.
That's really great. So many people, especially in PR when I'm coaching people, they're all afraid to look flawed. They're all afraid to look, to be embarrassed. And everyone says, I just don't want to make an ass of myself. And I always tell them, that's not what you should worry about. You should worry about not making any sales, in my opinion.
Exactly. I mean, if anyone worries about, what they look like, they should see you in that shirt right now.
Yeah, thanks. I appreciate it.
And by the way, I'm wearing this one here. I've been teaming up with this company called American Dream U. And what we do has been going around to all the different military bases and speaking to the troops that are in transition. And so since it's Memorial Week, I've been wearing all my military Ode 2 type stuff just to kind of keep the dream alive. But it was really cool. We had a chance to sit and go to the Pentagon, to, you know, Fort Hood, and meet all these different people. And one of the common denominators is there's a self-worth issue, meaning that, you know, they've been having all this training, all this stuff, but when they get out, they're going like, what do I do? You know, I'm just a truck driver. Mm-hmm. But they're not saying, no, you're a truck driver driving, you know, $100 million worth of equipment and getting it there on time logistically through landmines and all kinds of obstacles. That is an incredible trade and gift that you've just been trained. And so what happens is that we've been working with them to change their mindset to see that they truly have some amazing things to offer.
I could see that. You know, the thing I hear from all the veteran friends, we have a veteran program that helps veterans with PTSD and memory loss. I give free memory programs to. And the thing I hear time and time again is not so much, you know, to give charity, but to give a job, to give something to do. They're just screaming to do something, to be worth something. So it's really wonderful that you're doing that. I'm going to be speaking at Fort Dunn soon. So if you know of any opportunities like that, I'd love to, you know, lend a hand.
Done deal. In fact, I'll introduce you to Phil Randazzo, who owns American Dream U.
I'm talking to Phil about Fort Dunn, although he hasn't invited me to the Pentagon yet, so we'll work on that.
You got to do a couple other ones before you get to the big dog. Big dog! It was so funny. Talk about that red coat. I was the only person. I got so much crap for that. I was walking around the Pentagon in this fluorescent red coat. Everyone else is in these fatigues and, you know, dressed down. But I'll tell you one thing, they didn't forget me.
There you go. Hey, well, as a memory guy, I can appreciate that. Yeah. Any other final words of wisdom that you'd want to give about anything else? We're running near the end. I want to keep this, you know, kind of a short and sweet one.
How about like a real nugget of information? You know, out of all the interviews, people that don't familiar with my work is I've traveled the world to meet the most powerful, influential people and tell their stories. But one message rings true. This guy named John Schwartz invented string theory. And I said, what do successful people do, you know, that failures don't? And he says, that's easy. He goes, failures listen to opinion where successful people seek counsel. And I said, what's the difference? He goes, opinion is based on ignorance, lack of knowledge, inexperience, like all your friends who've never done what you want to do. Where counsel is based on wisdom, knowledge, mentorship, people have already paved the way. If you want to write a book and go to your family, friends, they'll tell you every reason you can't do it because they've never done it. But if you go to Mark Victor Hansen, who wrote Chicken Soup, he'll say, hey, before you get started, here's what you need to know. And John said, if we would spend our activities only seeking counsel and forget people's opinion, that's the day your life would change. So my one little words of wisdom is be careful where you're getting your information from. That's why we created Secret Knock. That's why I hang out with people such as Mr. Farrell. The whole idea is get great information in the great order and you can do great things.
Oh, that's wonderful, wonderful news. Thank you so much. And thanks very much for being a part of, my podcast here. And if anybody wants to get a hold of Greg Reed, do you want to give the best website to get a hold of you at?
Yeah, it's just keynotespeaker.tv, just like watching it on the boob tube. So keynotespeaker.tv. I got to run. I'll see you later, brother.
I thought it was great that you got that URL. Take it easy, man. Thanks a lot.
Thank you for listening to The Brains Behind It. And remember to check out brainhackers.com for more. If you have a suggestion for the next interview or comment, please email editor@brainhackers.com. If you want a free 30-minute marketing consultation from Dave Farrow and his team, then email editor@brainhackers.com.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.